Welcome back to another episode of The Edge Support. I am your host, entertainment reporter Khumotso Mohanedi. Our guest today is Afropop singer Malik Zwane. Please tune in.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Okay, welcome Malik to the Chisa pod. Yes. It's an honor to have you today.
Yeah.
Live studio. So just want to jump into it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. Mm. Can't wait to share the secrets and everything.
Secrets. Yeah. So no man, I just want to find out how was it like your upbringing? Kasi, bunjani, like your schooling, nan.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up just like everyone else. We're playing soccer, but now I was not so much into soccer. Mm. You know, I was in the church choir. We used to go to church every day because Kuleno Makreza. On Wednesday it's a service for the youth. Sunday is a service for Inkonzo Intombi. Mm-hmm. Saturday is church. On Mondays we must be ready. There's Sfundo, you know what I mean? So I live my whole life in church, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I grew up very nice, dog.
And the church was Santa Group, man.
A Church of God and Saints of Christ. Konze Amasabat.
Oh, okay. I know. Yeah. Then how did you get into music industry and what were your challenges back then before Zonga music industry?
Well, what happened was do you remember my Coca-Cola pop stars?
Yes.
Yes, I was in the top 60 there. Okay. It was a long time ago.
Before Leabu Adil, Nabu Ketoling,
101. Yes, okay. The first ones. Yes, I was there. I was in that bus. I auditioned, remember, SABC, Henley Studios. Zwai was the one of the judges there.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, we went there. But now, because there was a pop album, and a pop big melee who was not dance,
mm-hmm.
but now I could not dance to save my life.
Yeah.
So I was eliminated right there and there, you know. And then my love for music just growing more. And I, later on in years, I met Kylex. Mm-hmm. Remember, you know, we recorded an R&B album, a very beautiful album, but it was never really released. But we used some of the songs in my first album because I have 6 albums now, including this new
6.
One. Yeah, 6 albums.
Two. I think you humble with 3 because I know one of them or a few.
Yes.
Was it Summer or
a
Metro?
It was a Metro FM award in 2010 for Best Afro Pop.
Okay.
And then I was also nominated in other years for the same category.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And then Iskati Savaya. You know, my mother was suggesting that I need to go to school, you know what I mean, after matric. Because I remember then there was this stigma, I'm an artist,
and then
you know what I mean, so at least have something to fall back on. Then I went to university, I did biotechnology, on where I did my end service training, and then when I was left with 6 months, the love for music was not like Beseirasa now. You know what I mean? I was like, no, there's no way. We recorded a house album with Kylex. I think it was 2006 or something.
Oh, then that means it was after the Stay Real, I Shine No Fresh.
No, that was after.
Oh,
was after.
Okay.
Because, then Begatola a lot of traction. He was the big time producer, you know what I mean? Way house. So we recorded a house album. Didn't do it really well. We recorded a second album. It was called Begezela. Yeah, I don't remember the years. I think it was somewhere. And then we recorded Mtulise. Mtulise was the most popular that worked. Yeah. Yes, you know, it was a 17-track album. I had Puff Johnson in that album. I had Ringo Madlingos at MXO. I had Ishmael.
Mm-mm.
I I did a lot of features, man, in that album. It was a beautiful album. And the nice thing about that album is that I recorded it myself.
Mm-mm.
You know, and I produced everything, and I was like, okay, cool. You know, because I play the guitars and pianos, so mostly, you know, I felt like I was misrepresented in my music. So I was like, this is the sound I want. You know? So I thought and I made sure good. Okay, it sounds doing from our corner. It was released, I think. Then we get to Rav. So it was released and it did really well. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's the album we won a Metro FM award for.
Sure.
Yeah. And then later on in years, released Music in Love, then Formula, and then now this album titled Malik.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I understand that, man, you are not a newbie or an up and coming.
Yeah, no.
Man, you work with two, Pela, man.
Yeah.
Just wanted to find out, Kuti, in Njangoba, you were not in silence. Sure, there are other things you're busy in as.
Yeah.
Bogwenza galani, like the time frame, I think we're talking close to 5-6 years.
Yes, close to five, yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, close to five. Well, you know what happened?
Or you needed that break.
It's like, I think, I don't know, but what happened was, I was still doing music, but not publicly.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So I was like, I was denying interviews. I was like, I know, I don't wanna, you know what I mean? Cause I remember when I released the Formula, the album Formula, I did not do interviews for it.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, you know what I mean? I just want the music to speak for itself. But now you can't do that if you don't do interviews, mm-hmm. because people won't know who to release it, you know, but it's a beautiful album. In fact, if you can stream now, if you type Malik Formula, that album is very nice, dog. You know, I released that in 2017. And then I was like, you know what, let me just chill, you know. And then 2022, I released a single called Malowe.
Okay.
It was a remake of Jabu Kanyile's Malowe.
Jabu Kanyile, man. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Nickname at the time. Yeah. Let him at farm up.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So we did that. But now, during my so-called silence or hiatus, I don't know what they call it these days. But what happened was, you know, in life, you change it, dog. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. There'll always be ups. There'll always be downs. You try not to focus on the downs because it's a good journey. If we humble la or Cape Town, a lot of potholes. You know what I mean? It's just a journey.
Sure.
You know, it's not good. It's not the mere destination. So I mean, there were other things. I felt good. Now you must pay school fees, but now nothing is happening.
Okay.
Now you must you know, there were responsibilities as a father that I carry. And where I felt good, okay, now this is tough now, you know what I mean? But then again, you know, because my daughter, my little is planning, my little is planning. Yeah. So and then I shifted to behind the scenes, my music, you know what I mean? I started doing radio ads, I started doing my title sequence for TV productions, started scoring music, you know what I mean? Luckily for me, because I can play, you know, it wasn't that bad. You know, but I was still recording other artists. I was still producing for the likes of Abo Ringo. I was still producing for Vusinova.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I did keep my name there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, but just behind the scenes, because sometimes being on the limelight has its toll, dog. It has its things. You know what I mean? Guti, hey, you're gonna rock up there. Hey, now you know you looking ordinary. I'm a very simple guy. I mean. trust me.
Compare no man Maxwell.
Maxwell, yes. Yeah, with the first seat and still the voice, I'm such a blind, I'm such shy. Even in Namplange, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously now image changes. We grow old, Pela. We do grow old.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
We're not gonna look young. I got into the music industry, I think, when I was like 25 or 26 or something. Yo. I'm 42 years old now. So I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay. And think the beauty about it is to grow old with something that you love.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? No, I know I'm not stuck in an office elsewhere. In Lindu 5 o'clock to shani ni ufigendli nu kwati labantuana bak pegasna. Irritated,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So So yeah, man, I think I'm grateful to God. I am actually, because you know, I grew old in this thing that I still love, that I'm still doing even today.
Because now you touched on something important. Give me, question. How did Ingoma Yakhe land ku Mzansi Magic? And what did it mean to you? Because I believe that time Katungara release music.
Yeah, no, I was still recording an album. So what happened was a friend of mine called Percy Villagers. He's a writer for Skip Sam. So he was like, hey bro, by submit a lot. There's a lot of artists that submitted for that thing. Mm-hmm. But maybe you can try and just do a 30 seconds clip, nyana. Mm-hmm. So they hear Utinawe, you know, in case they selected.
Sure, sure.
I remember guys like about Major League, they also submitted a lot of artists, man, very relevant artists that I submit. Mm-hmm. And then I submitted in a car because it's an idea that I had. Because when I'm chilling at home, if there's nothing I'm doing, I'm always, you know, trying out ideas. What if we mix this? And then, you know what I mean? But for me, that thing was a very personal favorite. So I didn't want to give that away. But I was like, man, if it's going to get traction, and then you can't pinpoint. You know, I was still recording my album then. I was like, okay, let me submit and see what's going to happen.
But before you submitted, did you study the song from scratch or it was already there?
It was already there. It was already there. It was just like, what am I going to do? Because the instrumental was nice, you know. And when Percy told me about this thing, Kabeja the Empire, is going to happen, I was like, And then I remember I recorded the idea on the phone. Like, I did not have the words then. And then I sent him exactly like that, the voice note. Because I didn't believe we were going to get it. And I was like, I like this idea. Why don't you work on it? But also send me other things.
Yes.
And I remember Ayenza, ideas, I think more than 9, and I'm too mellow on. They rejected all of them, and then they were more interested in that clip, that voice note. I was like, now I must go and do this now. You know what I mean? And it was very interesting because I think they took more than, because there was a big production. I think we Chetza. So I was like, Upesi was like, dude, let me come there where you are. Let's try and work on the song because these guys are really interested in this voice note. And I send them like beautiful other songs.
Voice note, but 30 seconds.
And I saw Nagash. And then he came to the studio. I was like, okay, cool. And then we kept the same melody. Mm-mm. And then we just added words, you know. He was like, yeah, this is right. No, I don't like that. Oh, yeah, this is. And I was like, and then so I submit him. And then we waited about a month or two. And like, Wang Fone are excited. Blanati, Malik, what bottle do you drink? I was like, what's going on, my friend? No, Fune was a lapus to celebrate. I was like, what? And then he came there and told me the news. And I was like, oh, this is great. You know, and the beautiful thing about this, having a song on that place every day, you know, there's royalties involved, you know what I mean? Yes. There's Sambro and Zansi, it was Zansi Magic. You know, it's a big channel, dog, you know what I mean? So, sometimes, but I remember when the first episode, when was it, Konje? It's Topile Manje, but I remember the first episode, Beidalang 9. So my guess what? Slow shading. So I never caught it, you know what I mean? I was like, I missed the first episode. Okay, but it's fine. I'm sure other people somewhere in the country by Ebony. You know, I was really excited about it. And ever since from there, you know. It's been just, I've been lucky enough.
Your bogo TV is not in a power.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I promise you, though. It was very interesting. I was like, yeah, man. You know, and they liked that idea. And I was like, oh, okay. So sometimes, you know, in Fundisibuti, sometimes you're about to doubt. You know, because as a creative sometimes, we are because these are now learning there. You know, so I'm not sure, am I good enough? Is it good enough? Do I need to do more on it? You know,
mm-hmm.
I remember when we did that, we recorded that song, Dark, we did not even have harmonies. You know, it was just one take.
Okay.
Even that guy, last year, recorded corner, he was like, but guys, you guys paid for an hour. I'm like, yeah, but the imaging engine, it's mix a lentil master, right? And then we're out, just like that. You know,
I mean, like, singing yourself, now put it for smooth. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad, because sometimes you think in there, you know, there's something there. And then it was there, you know.
But the reaction, manje, towards music work.
Yeah.
I want to attend a yon le taber.
It's a 16-track album, le series, yeah. Manje. You must understand, Gutip Kabeja has been playing, I think, for 3 years now.
Yes.
So, Baba Izwa every day. So, whenever. So, what happened was, because it's, I own the song, so I licensed to the production company. So, what happened was, Nyingati, I was like, hey, this song. Because I could see even I'm a reviews why on Twitter, like, hey, this song, man, it needs to be a full song, you know.
Mm-mm.
So people were pushing for that. And I was like, okay, maybe let me just do a full song of this song.
Yes.
You know, I remember when we performed in E-Fest, Zaga, January, there was a big New Year's Eve fest, Patchwood.
Patchwood,
The Patchwood Hotel. Ite maingena leangomalea, everybody stood up. They were like, okay, so there's traction here, you know. You know, so sometimes again, they good happen to. I mean, even the Namshanju talk, I mean, I've released other albums, people still want them to listen. I did my third album with Ringo Matlingos. People still love the song, you know. Like, okay, no, I must put the song, okay, and then put other songs as well on my set, you know. So, Ingoma sometimes dictate to a band because we could see it as an office in an A&R, but yeah, this one is going to work. But at the end of the day, it's the people that choose the song. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what I mean?
Then I want you to tell me if you can describe Obo Kylex.
Yeah.
And Uringo. Kuthi bayini ku irole le bayidlalile kuwe.
Yo, dog. Kylex.
Because I know kuthi Kylex. Yeah, and may his soul rest in peace. But
yeah,
like now about whom Chitagata push.
Yeah,
before Sukbona would say, La Sungena wo ghetto rafts, Nini, no Zola, Nini, no teach it leave, Nina, but he chose or wrong and like it was Yonkin to be complex to a point with Maji, got to so push ega. Who's turning it now? My awards and fit.
Yeah. You see, bro, Kylex, man, Kylex, I made soul rest in peace, dog. Oh, Kylex believed in me when nobody else, including myself, did not. You know what I mean? He pushed me. And so other people, they actually even thought, because I'm his younger brother, you know, because Samba every day was you too. Kylex, you know, he would show me around his knees and do I say, I learn a year, Risa, I want to learn me. You know what I mean? And I was like, I did not have so much information. But you know, but he believed in me. Even when he released his Konalingo Maya Kele, that was very popular. This is my life, oh love, I'm free. This is my life. I must check it out. Yeah, that other song was amazing. I remember, you know, Magayenza even suggested, no, do this, you know. The production thing, Funda from Gui.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because now I could play, but I could not, I did not know how to use my Logic, my Pro Tools, my Cubase. No, this is how you record. And then I started building Ngani Studio Sound, you know. Like, oh, okay. So when I had an idea, I would run it past him first. What do you think of this? Yeah, I don't like the kicks. No, you must understand. Mm. So he's the guy that groomed me to, you know, Google a production. Now, it's Katsiyama, this is boring. Uringo also believed in me. I think he still does. Because this month, actually, in 2015, it was the Carnival City.
Yes.
He had his Valentine's special, yes. You know, so I picked up the phone and I'm like, Ringo, why don't you do the song that we did in 2010 together, man? It's your show. You know what I mean? You've got a lot of hits. Spangene, you know what sure. I mean? I was like, yeah, I'll give you a call. Come to our rehearsals. I was like, oh, okay, sharp, nice.
Hey, go Richard, Lape, Canval City.
I was there.
Yeah.
Yes, I was there. It was. I've never seen anything like that because I've performed in many stages. But the energy and the aura in that room was amazing, dog. You know, most of the stage, you know, and like you can't see the people. All you see is... it's just flashlights. You know what I mean? I was there with Ringo. Ringo just won Gumasama Awards, man, the Lifetime Achievement Award. You know what I mean? And I was there in the stage with him. You know what I mean? And I mean, grew up listening to our Ringo talk. Dala bayenzi Afropop. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And for him to say, no, man, Malik, you can be on the same stage with me. You know what I mean? It resuscitated a lot in me as well. Like, you know what? Yeah, no, I still got it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I've never heard so many people scream for me in one day. It was so beautiful, dog. You know, I even posted it on my Instagram. I said, and this was epic, you know what I mean? This was very special for me. And how, and also the reviews on the show.
Yes, yes.
Ah, dog, it was amazing, dog. Mm-hmm. Ringo is a very talented producer, artist. And he can still sing, dog, Ringo.
Ah, but it's for Ringo, man. Maybe sing it for 2 years.
Oh, I think anyaga pumi fashion in talk. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's amazing talk on stage. Mm-hmm. He does his thing, and one of the things I really admire about him is that we understand which is my lane, my pace, my race. I get in competition.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of people that have come, that have gone. But he une audience, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he still sings about love, you know.
I mean, it's too cool in a parliament.
Aye, that's a subject I don't want to... Yeah, but I mean, in pillow any talk, kuna ma Chinese a paya. Sometimes, so, straight with you, I share, like, into a comedy, you know what I mean?
Then, but in funu, with regards to... besides music, manji, kona mama amanye ama venture kuona.
Right now, dog, I'm giving it my all. I am giving all of my it my all. However you wanna construct it, but right now I just wanna focus on this music because I've got a good album.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I really wanna push this project. I did over the years. I remember it. It takes you. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, let me just, for this, you know, just extra money.
Yes, yes.
And I ventured into other businesses. But, you know, but when you know, sometimes whatever that you're good at, you must just focus on it. You know what I mean? And with this album now, we're getting a lot of traction, dog, you know.
I can see.
I promise you, it's so amazing. And to think, Guti, it's coming out from my record label, you know, And like people are just receiving it, you know what I mean? I mean, just on the 9th, just now, we're going to have a launch, you know, and Onkumuntu just wants to like, okay, yes, it's going down. We've sold already over 50% of our tickets already. I don't know what's going to happen in Pucha that day, dog, but it's going to be nice because we have Vusinova, we have Ishmael, we have Slick Angel, we have Paul Ntihaha from Metro, we have DJ Mpulo from Radio 2000, you know. Everyone is just coming through, you know, and for me to watch it grow from Nkhilindle Nyiwani, new producer, to think now we are launching now.
Yeah.
It's great. You know what I mean? It's just like a child, kulayo yambona. Oh, okay. You know, when angikwazi ungaka, awubheke ungaka nani, manje soyakhuluma. You know, it's just like, sure, it's such a beautiful feeling though.
That internationally, ubani umuntu inspire?
Oh, my all-time favorite dog, Bilal.
Bilal,
you know Bilal. You must be my soul, sister. You must be my. Also, I love Maxwell. I love John Legend. I love the OJs. I love Robert Affleck. Robert Affleck. Strum in my pain with his fingers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember my mom used to play those songs, you know. Internationally also, Matlatini, are they international artists?
Matlatini?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Matlatini is one of them.
Because Lapogu, Chandra, Lady Smithberg Mambas.
Yeah. Yes. I love Matlatini, bro. Like, Mangis Drive, Langing Yuan, Ramuntum, Winning Shire. Go to Gooding, don't. You know what I mean? I think Utandulam also to pick up the guitar was one of those things, you know. How do they do this? How do they make this guitar sing like that? You know. So, I did not get, unfortunately, proper education in terms of music, you know what I mean? Piano. My first piano that I bought, in fact, Toadie. Remember the group Morafe?
Yeah, Toadie.
I bought my that was my first keyboard, you know what I mean? Otherwise being looking John Jaman, you was in your studio, you know, but mine and I told a lap and then from there onwards, you know, life just started happening, you know. And I think for me, like effortless the music part of things. You know, anything else that I try and do and maybe try and venture on, iba complex ganyana, but with music, you know, I remember when I started producing for Uzola, it was just like, oh, okay, we started a song from scratch. You know, atlil lapaya, I'm like, okay. And like, oh, ngibona ukuthi interest yabuildeka manje.
Yeah.
Oh, the song is growing now, you know. Ah, dog. From Lapa, the sky was just the limit for me.
Apparently, beneath a powerhouse.
Was very interesting. I remember when we lived in the same house with it was myself, Ishmael Bonganifasi. Yes, we lived in Parkview in this big mansion. Upstairs there was a studio, downstairs there was a studio, and also downstairs there was another studio, you know. You know what I mean? It would be like that. But it was nice because it was a positive competition in a way. And everything was just, it was just creative juices flowing in. Also, I mean, because eagers are going to clash. You know? So, but musically, dog. because what Lance would do, for example, Mokpuma, there's another group, but Kumshev Bacon.
Yeah, Kumshev, late Brian.
You know, so Bungan or KB or Ishmael, and like, oh, yeah, and then I must come with fire from here, you know. So the competition was there, but it was very positive. It's okay, and also be. It was also for the good of that particular album.
Sure.
No, which okay, I know. I see the chance, you know. It was very interesting talk. And we are good and music.
But with regards to the album, I can imagine.
Yeah.
As usual, you'll be a pushing in and so much.
Yeah.
Is it a tour, a launch? Nationwide or just specifically so by Kasek Pele?
No, because
Nyabon Namanji there this week, is it activations or a launcher gule locus?
I think we're gonna have a Kasi tour.
Okay.
Not only just like Gauteng. We're gonna go at Izola was confirming a booking with some guy from Mpumalanga, you know. So we're just gonna do Kasi tours. We're gonna just launch it all over the country, you know what I mean? We are starting this Saturday. A Cafe 69 Guatemala.
Sure.
I think it's myself, Enko, T-Boss. I think the Manyama artist, you know. So we are just moving, dog, you know. So, yeah. So Nginine, it's the official launch. I got a lot of suggestions, but why do it in Davidson? I was like, why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, why not? You know, most of the times I turn to Tatin Tosses Lete, Josie, or Slungwin, and those people don't really support us, dog. You know what I mean? E News Cafe, I say, Sentinel, Bavgi one day, but.
Mali.
Yeah, no, dog. You know what I mean? But the cast, we ask, okay, why not? Let's see in the cast. Let me bring all these people that I've worked with over the years, that I've produced for, let them come support me. Corner like us.
Sure.
You know, And also to ukubeka indawo zasekhaya in the map as well, you know what I mean?
Yes,
I mean, and ngeyinani kuzobe khona a lot of media, you know, Sedi Mathunzi, you're going to be there, and please, nakanjani. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So it's nice, it's a different vibe for that time. I'm not saying Gucci we're boycotting ama suburbs and towns, but also to have something ekhaya, sizokhuphula even nevelu yasekhaya, abantu basibone ngenye indlela.
Sure, sure.
I think it's important to see as into seasons like us.
Then lastly, I just want you to interview with the music industry. We wanna injani. Compare that time na manje.
Music industry talk is see back then there were record companies that you signed as an artist and you get that 10 or 12% if you're lucky. Motoring said over 25 copies and then you could put a 2 or 4%, you know what I mean? But now we have internet now, you know, we have platforms where you can push yourself every day. You know, you can, the only thing that you really need is just for your music to distribute and to have it on Spotify or iTunes or Deezer or any streaming platform. Now I feel like anyone can make it now, you know, and which is a beautiful thing because now, even if your radio doesn't play your music, but if you've built a fan base through social media, then you're good to go, dog. You're all about bookings. And you know, you can be up on the page like away and work with companies that, but yeah, you know, you've got a lot of following. We want to advertise our material. So there's a lot of ways to push now. The downfall about you, Anna, is because I'm a CD, I was a thing. Even name what was in the man, dog. Because sometimes I remember back in the days, you know, when you went to a show, you'd just take 100 CDs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's no middleman, no nothing there, just you and your money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but now, streaming, nobody even actually really knows how it works. You know, because if I'm a melingo, my arm, I don't know how much I'm going to get from that. You know what I mean? So, one is just about a nice statement. But you know what I mean? But in terms of opportunities also, especially for new artists, because manje anyego sakonukvaila abantu ngaphandle na, even if we don't play them on radio, but there's other platforms, you know. So I think it's best now because now ngifila ngathi everyone will get an opportunity that they deserve now, you know, with social media. There's dance challenges on TikTok. Your song is being pushed there. Now you can make money with your, if they use your songs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's, We are growing. You know, much disadvantages there are and advantages as well. You know, but now I think the part that I love the most is that I psychomotiva ilaga ngapandli nje. You know, usukuzi yegelele wena. If it was a abafuni ku sign, I sign wena. You know, I remember talking with Miss Album. Let me tell you what happened. I'm not gonna mention their names, but
okay.
I went to two record companies with this album. I was like, guys, and here's my album. Please release it. And they listen. They were like, this is nice. And days later, like, nah, sorry, we can't. You know, this I'm a piano now. It's very you know, we wanna focus on you and we wanna. And I'm like, oh, okay, sharp. All right, sharp. I went to this other record company. They're like, you know, I've got a lot on my plate. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not a new artist, but I've done this before, you know.
Sure.
But until I learned this many one, which, no, man, sometimes you must do things on your own, you know. You must try and see, Gucci, what if it works? Because most of the time, it's not big at the negatives.
Yes.
And they go to, what if this thing is not going to work? You know what I mean? But you must actually push. You must push. Because it can. If not you, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Then who? You know?
Then I forgot to ask Google album. I'm a features.
Yes.
Feature of one.
Konama also regal.
Yes.
Yes. Trevor Marco, very talented producers. I've worked with Vusinova on this track number, I think it's track number 7, called Fly. I have Afro Traction.
Wow. Afro Traction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I also have Kedleza on Kabeh. Because Kabeh says in the full track, so the guy Kedleza, he raps on the song. Very talented young man there.
Mm-hmm.
Ganyiwe. It's a 16 track album. So Leo Veluifa gave us your call, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember when I spoke to Lupi Ngaisa, I don't know if you know.
Yeah, Nyama.
Yes.
Yeah.
Metro. Yes, yeah. Yes. So I remember when the album came out, he was so excited. Angfonela, I was like, yo, Malik, I don't believe you did this. I'm like, yeah. No, I was so humbled. I was like, but also, you know, hearing other people by Kuluma Grand, now it, you know, it makes you feel good. I know I didn't waste my time here. Because we spend a lot of time in the studio, dog, trying to carve this thing, you know what I mean? That someone because is going to...
I mean, I thought you have disappeared. As a case of Saplum. I thought you have disappeared.
I'm a writing layer. You know, which I've been doing this thing for a long time, you know. When is my turn? You know, Amandla Apela, Itemba Apela, Singabantu Apela, talk, you know what I mean? And, you know, but when you look back and be like, I'm not going to neglect myself. And the crazy thing. The crazy thing is you see other people come out every year, new artist, you know, new song. And you're like, What is happening with me? You ask yourself those questions, you know, with no ways. Until I decided, manje, I want to be back in the game. We asked that question. That time we released it. But usacula, you know what I mean? And like, no, but in Temnand, as soon as you decide when to take a step and like, okay, manje, nyabangena, and then go pace yami, and then go lane yami, and abandon muntu,
nyizanzelitoyami.
And then that's where you see the results. And especially moins are from a good heart. No, without kuthi hayi ngifuna ubabonisa. Thing is not going to work for you. Zenzele wena for wena, and everyone will charge up from that energy. Yeah, can you start see things happening?
Then any advice unganikeza ama up and coming artists or those who look up to you?
Yeah. I mean, I always say this to my interviews, dog. Don't give up. Don't give in to the idea ukuthi this is not working out for me. Ungayeki writing le. If you feel ukuthi we are spawning space sakho in the industry, yenze, dog. You know what I mean? And also, very importantly, so don't try too much to sound like other people. You know, don't be another Malik. Don't be another Ringo. Gabza the Small.
Do your own thing.
Do your own thing. A lot of people, you know, it's sad now because radio, you know, amanyama genres are sawes or radio, but it's just mostly piano, which I understand is katsakon. But you know, there's a lot of people. About so good in Kambo in Zafar Pop, then so bad like a good piano, which is nothing wrong with that, you know. Have features, have do, but yeah, do your thing. What makes you know what I mean? So focus on that. Because you'll never know with this industry, though. Anything can happen. In American, a bamboo, lilo manje, gube, ungampulunya, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, dog. So just do you, but. One thing, just believe in yourself and then don't give up. Yeah, sometimes go slow and understandably so, because iminyaka iyakhula, abantwana bayakhula, but abantwana ngeke badli patient, dog. Awubhadali school fees ngoba unothanda music. All these things need money, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, and the real talk though, you know what I mean? So, but if intiguwe and now we are feeling good, nah, there's no way. If ucabanga ayo mola mawuvuka uhlala na mamelodi ninini. But I was going to tell you.
Yeah.
In nature every day. And until you are ready, you go to, okay, from the paramel. It's all in there.
Okay, right. I'm going to tell you,
I'm actually shooting a video on Thursday.
Okay.
For the song. It's Can I testify? Ngiyamuthanda lo muntu wami nangifuni nokukhuza. When I miss inhliziyo yami, let me testify. Ngiyamuthanda lo muntu wami nangifuni nokukhuza. You my one and only love. Can I testify?
Was
ngiyamuthanda lo muntu wami nangifuni nokukhuza. When I miss inhliziyo yami, let me testify. Ngimuthanda lo muntu wami nangifuni nokukhuza. You my one and only love.
Thank you, Malik. Abanye bayasala bese ku launch. Abanye bese ku launch.
Ziyawa, thank you so much, dog. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Yeah, thank you so much, dog. Thank you.
Thanks.